The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, golly, I tell you, the man who invented the alarm clock ought to be shot. Well, good morning, darling. Honey? Honey, where are you?
For heaven's sake, I'm brushing my teeth. What's the matter with you?
I wondered where you were.
Well, I'm not generally very far away at 7 o'clock in the morning. What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing, darling. I just thought maybe you got up and drove to the hospital yourself or something.
No, dear, I would hardly do that.
Oh, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
Baby's a week late.
I know. I wish you'd stop talking about it, dear.
I'm
please.
I'm sorry, darling.
Well, I would just like to feel I'm leading a normal life and talk about something else for a change.
Yeah.
Everybody, all my friends keep calling. Haven't you had it yet? The milkman, the mailman yesterday, even the dry cleaner said, well, still here, huh?
Well, I know. Well, I think they're just trying to be friendly and sympathetic.
Yes, I know, but I feel uneasy enough anyhow.
I know, darling.
Yeah. Come on, get up another day. I suppose Aunt Martha's down there cooking another enormous breakfast for us.
Well, I've got Aunt Martha here to be a little company for you, but I think you need a little change from her. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I got an idea. I don't have to be at the office early today. Let's drive out to the new house and look it over. Mr. Rogers was out there yesterday and said they got the side walls up and they're laying the inside partitions for the first floor, you know?
No. Oh, mm-hmm. Honey, how exciting. It'll look like a house now.
All right, what do you say? It'd be kind of fun, huh?
Sure.
We won't take Aunt Martha and we won't take Betsy so we can kind of browse around by ourselves.
Oh, yes, that would be fun, dear.
Yeah. I think we ought to see it before they go too far, just in case anything needs changing, you know, in the initial stages.
Yes. Oh, I wish we could move in today.
It'd get pretty wet if it rained. All right, now come on, let's have breakfast and get out there.
Well, comes the weekend and most of the nation shuts up shop. Factories and stores close so that employer and employee can enjoy a day or two of rest. Yet history does not come to a standstill. In countries far across the seas, in American cities miles away from wherever you happen to be, important things take place on Saturdays and Sundays, too. And that's why you'll take your radio with you wherever your weekend plans lead you. Tuned to your local CBS radio station, you're in touch with the news centers of the world. If something big breaks in London, Paris, Bonn, or Tokyo, CBS News will be right there to give you eyewitness reports. So, wherever you go, whatever you do over the weekend, let CBS News keep you fully informed. Now remember, whether it's a sudden news flash or one of our many regularly scheduled news programs, it'll be CBS News right.
Come on, honey. Don't trip now on any of that lumber.
Oh, I'm being careful.
Oh, hello, Mr. Dillon.
Morning. Well?
No, I haven't had it yet, Mr. Dibble.
Yep. See that? Think you ought to be out here prowling around? It's dangerous.
Oh, well, I'm hanging on to it.
Yes, and I wish you wouldn't, dear. Please, I can walk better when you don't propel me, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, we'll watch your step now.
There's the foundation blocks right there. We're using for steps.
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Well, I thought we'd just take a look around.
It's so exciting with the sidewalls up and the frames for the windows and doors.
Well, of course, that's just a rough framing.
I know, but at least it looks more like a house.
Here, give me a hand.
Yeah.
Oh, but there we are.
Goodness, I don't recognize a thing. What part of the house is this?
This is your living room.
Living room?
Yeah.
It's so small. I thought it was going to be bigger than this.
Yeah. My gosh, you sure this is according to the dimensions on the blueprint?
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. Everyone builds a house always disappointed when they see it this way. They all say the same thing. Rooms look small. But when you get it finished...
Well, I don't know. Are you sure this is the living room?
Well, I'll go get the blueprints for you.
Yeah, I wish you would, Mr. Dibble. Thank you. I think I'd better take a look at them.
All right, I'll get them right away.
Well, this can't be the living room. What do you suppose this is in here?
I don't know. It must be the dining room.
dining room. I couldn't even get a table in here.
No. This must be the front hall.
Oh, front hall, yes.
Yeah.
It's certainly jinky even to the hall, isn't it?
Well, it's hard to tell, honey, really, you know. Just a bunch of two-by-fours all over the place now. It's like walking through a bunch of lacework.
This must be the dining room. Well, it can't be.
Well, the dining room's supposed to be on this side of the hall.
Maybe that isn't a hall. Maybe that's the front closet.
Yeah, maybe the powder room.
No, it must be the hall. There's a door to the outside.
Yeah. Well, then this is the dining room in here. Wait a minute. Let me see what's beyond it.
Has to be the dining room, I guess.
Oh, no. I think this is it out here. Come here, honey. Watch your step.
Yeah, all right. Oh, no, dear. This can't be a dining room. All those pipes sticking up. It must be a bathroom. But we certainly didn't plan a bathroom right off the dining room.
Hey, I think it's the kitchen.
The kitchen? The kitchen?
Well, it must be.
The one thing I wanted was a nice, large kitchen.
Okay, no. Don't get excited, honey. Now, look, we may be all wrong. Wait till Mr. Dibble gets here with a blue...
Look out, dear. He's got a big plane.
Snake, you might be more careful. He nearly took my head off.
No place for sightseers, bud.
I am not a sightseer.
Okay, Bell, need four more. Set him up. Now look, Bud, will you get out of the way before you get hurt?
And please do not call me Bud. I happen to be the owner of this house.
You are, huh? Hey, Bell, here's the chump. Well, are you sure got my sympathy?
What do you mean?
They got that foundation built all wrong.
What?
First good rain, you're going to have a swimming pool instead of a basement.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a lot of things the way you're doing them.
Well,
could have been done a lot cheaper, too. Well, too late now. Better get back in a job. You're paying me by the hour. Okay, Bill. Let's go. Bring it around that way.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know.
Here, found the blueprints. Now you can see for yourself.
Just a minute, Mr. Dibble. Who is that guy over there?
Oh, the carpenter. Oh, he been talking to you?
Talking? Yes.
Oh, don't pay attention to him. He's a good carpenter, but he's one of these things. He knows everything. Nothing's ever done right to suit him.
But he...
No. Don't worry about him. Now, here's a blueprint. You can see he's standing in the kitchen right now.
Is the kitchen?
Yep.
Mr. Dibble, everything's so small.
Well, as I said before, it's going to look that way right now. I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, all right. He may be right. The wall goes over to here.
Yeah, maybe so. But then this has to be the dining room in here.
Well, now, that's right.
How can this be the dining room, Mr. Dibble? To begin with, it's supposed to have a picture window.
Well, that's the frame for a picture window.
A picture window?
Well, that couldn't be.
So if this is the dining room, then I know it's too small. I don't care what you say.
Oh, I'm certainly inclined to agree with you, honey.
Well, I just do what I'm told. Now, here's the blueprint.
I knew this would happen. I told Mr. Rogers I couldn't tell anything about how big rooms were when it's drawn on a piece of paper.
Well, is there any way to make this bigger?
This room should be at least 4 feet wider. At least 4 feet
wider. Well, honey, even 2 feet would make quite a difference, wouldn't it, Mr. Dibble?
Oh, sure. 2 feet always makes a difference of 2 feet.
Well, we've got to do something.
Well, I'm certainly glad we caught it now.
Yeah.
Well, now, of course, you got to figure this way. I mean, you can't just take 2 feet out of nowhere. Got to come off something. So, you've got to take 2 feet off some other room.
Well, I don't want to take it off the kitchen.
Well, I'll probably have to come off the front hall.
Oh, I did want a nice, large front hall.
Well, it doesn't look very large anyhow, so we might just as well have a nice, small front hall. Look, is it possible to take 2 feet off the hall and put it into the dining room?
Yep, well, of course, anything's possible.
Darling, I don't think we even have to discuss it, really. The dining room this way is too small.
Yeah, you are right, honey. You are. Mr. Rogers certainly slipped up here when he designed this
I think that we should just tell Mr. Dibble to go ahead and take the 2 feet off the front hall right here and put it on the dining room.
Yeah. Well, that certainly isn't much of a change. I mean, I can't think of move these boards in a couple of feet into the hall.
Well, now, of course.
Now, look here, Mr. Dibble. I know it's done. I know you've got a schedule, but I know this much about it. It should not be too difficult to just move these 2x4s over 2 feet.
When the wall isn't even in or anything.
Nothing
I mean, now
it.
Is the time
That's
to
right.
do it. That's
Naturally,
what
I realize it'll cost a little extra, but... I think it's worth it, dear.
Oh, yes,
I really do.
I do, too.
By golly, we'll get in touch with Mr. Rogers tonight. He certainly miscalculated a few things around here, and I'm going to tell him so. Now, look, there are 2 feet definitely to be added to the dining room.
Yeah, you're the boss.
Now, you just walk around, if you will, with us, Mr. Dibble. Bring the blueprints along, and we'll see if there's any other changes to be made while there's still time to do it.
Yes. All right, Mr. Dibble?
As I say, you're the boss.
Yeah.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Keep your days from getting frayed around the edges. Keep in touch with CBS Radio and let our tune for road shows starring Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Tennessee Ernie add bright moments to each day. Like Bing and Rosemary, Tennessee Ernie's an expert at putting over a song. He has that same wonderful ability to be himself at all times, just as they do. Good company, you say? Yes, indeed. They're that and more. Just when the day's about to sag, Bing or Rosemary or Tennessee Ernie is sure to turn up. First thing you know, you're ready to face the day again with a smile. So, for moral support, as well as refreshing entertainment, you keep in touch with Crosby, Clooney, and Tennessee Ernie. They're right here at CBS Radio. Bing and Rosemary alternate visits right through the week, and most of these same stations present our road shows starring Tennessee Ernie every Monday through Friday.
Please sit down, Mr. Rogers, and excuse me. I want to run up and see if Betsy is covered. I'll be right back.
Yes, fine, fine.
Oh.
Well, good evening.
Good evening, Rogers.
Sorry to drop out here so late, but you said you wanted to see me.
I certainly do. I don't know if you talked to Mr. Dibble today.
Oh, yes, sure.
Well, then you know that we made a few changes.
Oh, yes.
And I want to tell you something. We were pretty darn unhappy when we saw those rooms, or what are going to be rooms, and I want to
I think I did warn you that the rooms would look small at this stage, and not to worry about it. And I understand that Mr. Dibble also warned you this morning.
That living room alone...
That living room is nearly twice the size of this one.
That... It couldn't be.
Well, it is. And I don't mind saying that when I consider how hard we've all worked to cut down costs, I am a little annoyed to see you just throwing money away.
What do you mean? Well, it can't cost much to make those few changes. 2 more feet for the living room and 1 foot off the back hall for my den. Just move the partitions over. Why, they're not even partitions yet, boards you can walk through.
Well, the supporting beams have to be changed. All the windows involved have to be ripped out, reframed, so they're centered.
Well,
3 doors involved that have to be reframed, centered.
Well, you mean... Oh, my gosh. Well, all right. Forget it. We won't do it.
It's
let it go.
Done.
What?
That is, the ripping out was all done today. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty penny.
Yes, all right, Aunt Martha.
Now, look, Mr. Rogers, not a word of this to my wife, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers, did you hear about the changes we made today? Wasn't my husband smart?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do hope the baby is a boy and that he's just like his father.
Oh, boy, if he is, all I got to say is the poor kid. The poor kid.
Oh, honey.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with John Kelly, John Gibson, and Joe Julian. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. Listen again Monday, same time, The Couple Next Door.